We are in the Prakim Nefesh HaChaim, and we're learning together Perek Hay. And at the end of Perek Hay of the Prakim, and the end of I spoke out a lot of Dalit, and it's a lot of Zayars, but I just want to focus your attention for a minute. To the end of Perek Hey, for a moment, and that'll help us. What we've been talking about, what the Nefesh HaChaim has been speaking about, is almost extolling the inyan of Tefillah B'li Kavana. He's pushing it because, and what he was saying is that if you're going to wait till you have Kavana, so it's a Maisi Yetzirah, and there's a Maisi Yetzirah because you're never going to end up davening. Oh, I don't have Kavana today. I'm tired today. It's impossible to do. So even though it's a Maila and it's a goal, that shouldn't be our Derech, which is a polemic against others that felt that if you got, which is logical, by the way, that if you're davening B'li Kavana, what did you do? Ezu Avodah Shebelev Zu Tefillah. So if your lev is not engaged, so how so is a tefillah? So what are you doing? Practicing? It's a ma'isa koyf ba'alma. So what he's saying here is pushing it in the sense that he doesn't like how there's a sort of a patronizing of the world that doesn't have kavana, because tefillah b'li kavana is a reality of life. And we spoke about this, that there's what he was talking about is not just tefillah b'li kavana, tefillim kavana, just life. Life is such that you can't have everything, can't be perfect all the time, and you do the best you can, and people shouldn't be knocking it. That's basically the yisoid that he's been saying, and then he started to bring proofs. So the last thing in Parak, hey, if I could just focus your attention for a second. He says here, Parshas Vayechi, he's talking about the Zohar. This really tightens up everything. Parshas Vayechi, Resh Mem Gimel Soif Amud Beis, Man De Libe Torid Uval Tzala Tzalusay. Let's say, says the Zohar, you have somebody whose lave is Torid. He's not in a position, he's Torid, he's distracted. He's distracted, and he needs to daven. So, okay, happens to us every day, right? You come to Midrash, your head is on who knows what, either the stock market or your tzaris or your kids or your something, your health, but you're supposed to daven mincha. So this is the case of the Zohar. Ma de libe tarid uboy letzalot slusei. De iu ba'aku lo yachol lesadrit shivcha. He's in pain, let's say. Aku is, like akka is tzaris. He's having tzaris. Lo yachol lesadrit shivcha de barei. How is he starting to talk about the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the beginning of Shemar Esrei, yeah? Godel HaGibar HaNoira Kel Elya. I'm not holding by those kind of things. Lo yochel asadr shivcha demare kideka yaus, like he wants to, or like he has to. So mayhu, what's his halacha? Vos tubman. Says the Zohar, this is actually was asked to Rabbi. If you look at the Zohar inside, this was a question that the Chaverim asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a lot of kavana, probably what he davened, but I just want to point out he was also very tarud. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spent much of his life as a fugitive and hiding. And Agav, just while I'm here at the second, and we don't paskel like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents high madrigas, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't go to shul for 20 years. I mean, he didn't. Who knows if he put on tefillin even? Mutar lagid. I mean, who knows? He was hiding in a cave. He didn't have access to, you know, kept kosher. But so the Zohar says that he was, since he was learning Yom Valayla, his kesher to mitzvahs was al yedei limud. That's what the, like kol ha'isek b'karbanos is kilu makir karban. In any case, he says what to do. Amar lei, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, af al gav la yochol l'chavna libo ru'usa, that even though you can't be mechaved your lave and your rutzayin, sidura u'shvacha demare amai gore. Why shouldn't you say the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why shouldn't you praise Hashem? Ela yisadir shivcha demare. You should say the shvachim. So what's the shvachim? The bracha rishayin of Shemot Esrei, right? You should say the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hafagav d'layachal l'chavna, even though you can't have kavana. Now I want to repeat that to me, midastab, if you're davening without kavana, what are you doing? I mean, maybe it's a good habit. Maybe it's a bad habit. I'm not sure. But to daven without kavana, it's kaguf b'lay l'shaba. So what's the point of it? But here the Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, okay, you can't have kavana, but you can't be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you can be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without kavana, just do it. My understanding is I want to talk about this for a minute. But my understanding is that kol haneshama tahalel ka. If you read the Tehillim and the Pesukei Dezimra, the trees are being mishabeach Hashem, the malachim are being mishabeach Hashem, the waters being mishabeach Hashem, the oceans, the haharim v'agvois, right? They don't have kavana.
They don't need to.
Oh, so what's the difference? When it comes to shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the whole world is giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't require kavana, it requires millions of malachim singing to Hashem, you're the greatest, you're l'havdol elef havdolos, you know, when the president comes in and everybody starts playing on their things, hail the chief, and you know, they have to have kavana. So, you know, like you could be in their mind, they're thinking like, oh, halavai, somebody would shoot this guy right now. In the meantime, hail the chief. You know, they're giving shevach v'aydah. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying that it's not like l'chayra loyba kavana tal yamilsa. You have kavana, like, you know, the guy's having kavana, so Adarab is having kavana, but it's not a... So that's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai is saying, that when it comes to, it seems to be machalik like this, when it comes to libeyuru usay, putting forth my needs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking Hashem to help us with refuah, with tshuva. So maybe there is no point in not having kavana. Avol shivchei dekut shabricha, but when it comes to the shvacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but laba yigara, why shouldn't you say shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's a very important, and Nefesh HaChayim is taking the desire to say, you see, that like there's virtue to standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mishabeach him, even if you're not there, you're not present. You see, there's virtue. This is a.
Hadn't we previously learned that if you say that you want to ask, let the words do the job. So there's barely even a mind. You do the words.
Okay, so that's high nuhach. I don't know. I don't remember previously saying it, but that's what he's saying here. I'm saying this over and over because I'm having a hard time in my own brain, that, you know, I could understand that you're doing a mitzvah without kavana. You know, so of course, I'm shaking a lulav. But the whole davening is engaging your heart. So if my heart's not engaged, then what did I do? I'm not saying it's not a good thing to daven without kavana. I'm just saying you're missing, it's like blowing shofar without a shofar. But what did you do if you don't have kavana? Avodah shebelev is utzila. So if your lev is not engaged, if you're a robot, so why is that even called tzvila? You understand what I'm saying? I'm not. Why is it missing in the chefs of tzvila? You're blowing shofar without a shofar. You're shaking a lulav with a plastic lulav. You're davening without a lev. So why is that worth anything? And yet, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says that shvachim are shvachim, that you don't need, a tape recorder can say the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
What is the chefza then?
Huh?
And what is the chefza?
So what then is the chefza? Unless you're mechalik between shifchei Hashem And tefillah l'Hashem, avoda shebelay, maybe is not the shvachim. So I want to be invited into this for a few minutes. Yeah.
I was just going to say, isn't the halacha that you have to have kavanah if you're going to have kavanah at all?
Dafka in the first dafka. Dafka in the first bracha. So that's one thing I want to try to address in the next few minutes. Like, you hear what he's saying? There is ibcha b'stavra. If anything, you're going to have kavanah, it's in the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the avos. The bracha of avos is ma'akiv.
What about the
kavanah of Rav Chaim?
That's the
chesed. So what Rav Chaim says is that I'm standing in tefillah. So my head, my words, like I might not be engaged in that sense, but I'm standing in front of Hashem. That's Rav Chaim is what says the, but that's not necessarily the bracha rishayda that the Rambam says. Let me get back to this question in a minute because I first want to go. That's halach lebayis, and I want to say something about the Rambam. But here's what occurred to me when I read the Zohar from Nefesh HaChayim. What occurred to me is that the very famous Gemara in Yuma, which everybody knows, the Gemara says in Yuma, Samach Tes, Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Laman nikra shmam anshe knesses hagedola." Right? You remember the Gemara? Why is the anshe knesses hagedola? That was the base did that. Let's get our timing, history right. We're talking about the anshe knesses hagedola, which started approximately at the time of Mordechai and Esther, between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Mordechai was part of the anshe knesses hagedola. Mordechai Atzadik, and that Ezra gave it a real boost, the Anshei Knesses HaGdolah. They built the Bayis Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. They were overseeing the visionaries of the Bayis Sheni. There was many Chachamim and some Nevi'im. There was this combination going on there, and it lasted until, if I'm not mistaken, until approximately Alexander the Great. It went for about 120 years or something like that. That was Anshei Knesses HaGdolah. So why were they called? The Gemara wants to know. Lama nikra shmam Anshei Knesses HaGdolah. So the Gemara says, if you know this Gemara, so then listen more carefully, because once you know something, it's hard to, you know, listen. Listen to the words. So the answer is Shehechziru Esho Atara Liyoshna. I heard a speaker the other day quoting this, and he said Shehechziru Atara Liyoshna. Total Amaratsis. It doesn't say Es Atara Liyoshna. Es Atara, the crown, Liyoshna. They return the Atara of Hashem. Let's call it the Keser of Hashem. The Atara of Hashem to its original splendor. Why? Because Moshe Abar in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu said, talking about Hashem, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira, or Shmon Esrei. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanoira. Also Yirmiyah. Now, fast forward to Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was at the end of the Bayis Rishon. He was in the last Nevi'im of the Bayis Rishon, the last of the famous big Nevi'im of the Bayis Rishon, where he was telling everybody that the Chorban is imminent, and everybody better do tshuva. They didn't do tshuva. They didn't listen to him. In the time of Yirmiyahu, the Babylonians had invaded Yerushalayim already, and they had occupied Yerushalayim, and were using the Beis HaMikdash for their own private, tekasim, you know, like you find, like the time of the Nazis, they would take over, they would leave a few of the big, beautiful shuls around so they could use it for their, YMCAs or whatever they did. They're beautiful buildings, chaval, to waste them on Jews or to destroy them. So that's what they did. So they used the Beis HaMikdash, the nicest building in the Middle East. They used the Beis HaMikdash to Babylonians. So Yirmiyahu saw this. Uriel was protected by Nebuchadnezzar, by the way. Just, Uriel, Nebuchadnezzar liked Uriel, protected him. So, Asi Yirmiyahu, but Yirmiyahu said, Goyim, which was originally Oivde Kechavim Vazalis, Beraktib Behecholoi, Ayeloi Ra'oisav. I can't say Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vehaloira. How can I say Haloira when the Harabayis, there are Babylonians that are doing things which are Hepech Hashem? I can't say Nora. What does Nora mean?
Awesome.
Awesome. What's awesome about it? So he didn't say it. He deleted it. So Yirmiyahu Davin Shmoneh Esrei, presumably his generation, those that listened to him at least, which wasn't that many people, but they would all say, no Nora. So Loyamar Nora. Also Daniel. Where was Daniel? Skip ahead a generation. One generation. He was already in Bethel. He's already watching Gullus. Yirmiyahu didn't look at Gullus. Daniel looked at Gullus. Asa Daniel va'abar goy b'shtabdib b'volav. We've lost all of our kavod in Bethel. We became slaves, virtually. Aye gvurosav. Where's the gvura of Hashem? Gvura. The Gvura of Hashem has to be that the Jews are respected, Hashem's children are respected. That would be the Gvura of Hashem, and then get rid of all these people that are being mishabed us. Where's your Gvura? So comes Daniel, Layam Ar Gibor. What Gvura?
Yeah.
Because if a Jew is standing in a concentration camp or in a gas chamber, and they're about to turn on the gas, so why do they have the koach to do this? Where's the Gvuras Hashem, who could just make them all drop dead at one time?
But isn't that the will of Hashem?
Okay, that's what we're talking about. I mean, that question is how to... This is why am I quoting this Gemara? This is why I'm quoting the Gemara. But what happened was Daniel didn't say Gibor. I couldn't say Gibor. He's not criticized for this. I want to point out that they always said Gadol. Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VeHaNoira. Nobody took away the Gadol. Gadol, Gadol, Shem is Gadol. They never took away their Amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They just couldn't say HaGibor VeHaNoira. And, by the way, the Marsha points out that it wasn't, in other words, Yirmiyahu didn't say Nora. Daniel did say Nora. He just didn't say Gibor. Which is helps, I think, in understanding this.
We say Atagibor Mechayim Eisim. So, is there a connection between Misa and Chayim and Gevura?
Okay, let's work at that.
Why is Daniel saying no? Posted. So, isn't that going forward?
He's not seeing Goyim Mechar Kirin Behechol. He's not seeing that.
Who put it back? What's the Neil removed it? Who put it back?
Where's it coming back?
It didn't bother him. In other words, what was bothering him, I mean, let's get human here. What was bothering Daniel was he couldn't stand like Moshe Rabbeinu. He just couldn't stand to see everybody being slaved. I don't think he was sitting thinking all day like, hey, there's going on the Harabais. Yirmiyahu was looking at a different period of time. And today we're looking at a different period of time. It's a different... So what are we saying?
Well, but also the tefillah wasn't considered, like, I mean, that's the whole thing, until eventually Constantine came along. You didn't have a set...
One second, but don't change the Gemara. Amru, no, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Agadol Agibor V'Anoira. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Agadol Agibor V'Anoira, and that was what, when people talked about God, they said, Agadol Agibor V'Anoira. These were two generations where they took out either Hagibor or Anoira, nobody took out Agadol. That's what it said.
Moshe Rabbeinu said it.
It's a pasuk in Devarim Yud. Hakel Agadol Agibor V'Anoira. No, to say it in Shemoneh Esrei every day. But they Moshe Rabbeinu said these words. He was explaining Hashem. Ad she'asu Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, until the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, or again, let me pirushi, until the Purim story happened. That's what we're talking about. Until the Purim story happened, okay, there's a paradigm shift going on now in Shemayim. But Amru Adarabba, Rashi Knesset HaGdolah said Adarabba. Zuhi Gvurasai. This is his Gvura. In other words, the lack of Gvura was that we were Avadim to Bavel. Zuhi Gvurasai, Peladuk Gvur, Shekoivash is Kaisai. V'noisein erach apayim l'rishayim. Ve'eluhein noiroisav. And they looked back and they said, noira, that the goyim are macharker b'heichel. El male noiroisav uma achas heich yicholu l'yizkayim ben shivim umais. Okay. Frek the Gemara, and this is really the part that I want to... See, just to say, Adarabba, it's not like sometimes, I don't think it's just that sometimes, you know, 20 years tells the story and they look back at the 70 years of Golos and they said, okay, Lamaise is a good thing. Like we would look back today at the Holocaust and say, Adarabba. I don't know who can say Adarabba. But what I believe that the real pshat is the Adarabba means that we're here, yeah? Like we're here to tell the story. And what they couldn't feel while this stuff was going on, like we're in such a similar situation, our generation, at least mine. It's such a similar situation. What they couldn't feel or they couldn't be expected to feel during a very, very difficult time, being that it's not in our face in the same type of a way, we can feel it and we can say it. So that's the Adarabba. We can say HaGadol HaGibor Vaner. We're able to look. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara pretty much has this point that I'm saying, that didn't they realize, Heches Samche V'Rabbanon, these Rabbanon. Rabbanon means who? Who's the Rabbanon here? V'Rabbanon, Heches Samche Datayu V'Akr Madom or Moshe. No. Rabbanon says Rashi, Yirmiyahu, Daniel. They were the Rabbanon. So, I guess it's possible for a rabbi to be a Navi. the Rabbanon says, Rashi Yirmiyahu, who do they think they are? To be Sobechad, their das, the Akrim Adabar Moshe, to be Ba'akir, what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Sakti Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Elazar, Mitoich Shi Yoidim Ba'akadosh Baruch Hu Shamiti, who they underhand, they had insight into Hashem. And the insight was that he's an Amiti. Hashem is right, is true. Emes. Lefichach loy kizvu loy.
Tell the truth.
So what does it mean? That for them it wasn't the truth, it was the truth. They didn't know that Hashem has some kind of a plan. We're all saying the most difficult things. Kalman David Rachman Latav of it. We're saying these Nugunim all the time.
It's not Gilu. It's not Galvus.
So good, MS. So meaning what, like this, that there's what was MS in the time of Moshe and what was MS in the time of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was not MS in the time of Yirmiyahu. Not that they didn't see the MS, it wasn't MS. Again, the kasha that I'm concerned about is you see if it's not Mekavonu, you're not supposed to say it. So how does the Zohar say you should say Shivchei Hashem? Exactly talking about this these words. Oh, Gadol Gibor V'Anoira. Comes the Zohar that Nefesh HaChai brings and says, okay, Lama Yigara, Shivchei Hashem. Even if you can't have Kavanah, say to Shivchei Hashem. One second. Let me just articulate the question. So that's the Sheila. How could the Nefesh HaChai say, B'Shev the Zohar? Is this a Machloikas the Zohar the Shas? Machloikas the Zohar in history? How could the Zohar come along and say that, well, Shivchei Hashem, you could always say, whether you feel it or you don't feel it. That's what seems to be the Zohar says. When the Gemara says Mevorish, Daniel couldn't feel Noiris, Gibor rather, so he didn't say it. And maybe that everybody who was following him didn't say it. They didn't say it. So you see, if you don't feel it, you don't say it. So Darvin Dachzogin, so what's, you hear the Kasha? It's a strong Kasha. Yeah.
Instead of saying it's not MS, you're saying it's kazav is not, it's insincere. So
what does kazav mean in your mind?
Deceitful.
Insincere?
It's deceitful. It's not a, okay. So if you say, Gemara says it's insincere, So if you're just davening without thinking, that's not insincerity. It still has a mile of a shot. But if you're saying something that you mean the opposite, that's ma'akev.
Kol ha'adam kaze. It's funny that I always mention this, that during when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Hallel, it's good to have a Shliach Tzibur as a basic idea, talk about Kavana, of what he's saying, but the niggun has to match, but you always hear the Shliach Tzibur like say, Kol ha'adam kaze. I get so excited about that. You would think Kol ha'adam kadoshim, Kol ha'adam kaze. It should go Kol ha'adam kaze. It should go with a niggun of Eicha for 1 second, Kol ha'adam kaze. But I let me say here a chiddush pshat, emes pshat, I think, that shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not about kavana, not kavana. Hashem manifests itself in different ways at different times. When we went out of Mitzrayim and there was a Kriyas Yamsuf and there was man falling down from the Shemayim, that was a manifestation of Chesed and Nisim in a certain way. When we were in Mitzrayim, there was a different manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it wasn't a manifestation of miracles, L'chaira, where nature changed for us. We were very, very much meshubad to nature and to being avodim to the Mitzrayim. So, what? A type of Hester Panim. But it wasn't that I know of, if they didn't say in Mitzrayim, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahaloira, if they didn't say it, it's not like they didn't get it or they didn't have the chachmah to see it. It's because that wasn't true at that time. So why are we saying it's true if it's not true? It wasn't true. The manifestation, the giloy, this is what you said. The giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Mitzrayim was not Hakel Agadol Hagibor Vahaloira. It was only when Moshe Rabbeinu brought them out and performed all these miracles that he was able to say, look, we have a new giloy min HaShemayim. Let's say, here we are in Eretz Yisrael, there's a new giloy min HaShemayim that you didn't have in 1940. And now, let's say, Bezos Hashem, Mashiach will come. That's a new giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not a question of like, oh, we didn't get it, and then retroactively, adrabba, they didn't say adrabba, they should have said it. Today, we can see it's a gilui. At some point today, we can say it's a gilui. Ad shekleses hagdola. That's the pshat. So I want to just show you something very, very quickly in this regard, because this is a sugya, but I just want to say it quickly. Eov, everybody learned here Sefer Eov ever? Of course. So, okay. So what? There was the Eov. A lot of it is a conversation between Eov, who was obviously a big Baal Yisurim. Things did not go good for him. And Chavre the Eov. His Chavarim that were and sometimes being Mechazik him and sometimes egging him on. And sometimes they were, there's a lot to say about Eov's Chavarim. One of them was Bildad HaShuchi. So Bildad HaShuchi, his toichacha and musar to Eov was stop kvetching. If you read it, say tziduk adin. This is lashon. My yitzta ken hashibel, my izaki yuladisha. Who do you think you are, and why do you think you deserve more? And you should be b'shabeich tziduk adin. So what we do in every levaya, we say tziduk adin. It's a very, very difficult time when somebody loses somebody who they love or is very valuable to them, and we're asked to say tziduk adin. That's tziduk adin means Hashem nasal, Hashem lokach, Hashem ois labo yitein, atzur tabim polo. He knows what he's doing, and we're matzdik es hadin. That's a big thing to do. So they said to Eov, say tziduk adin. And in Perek Chav, that's in Perek Chav Hey, and in Perek Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, he answers them, and he says, no, I'm not going to say Koloid nishmasi bi v'ruach alikai bi'ipi bi'im t'dabernas fasai avla u'lashayni im yege remia. That's what he says in Perek Chav Zayin. I'm not going to give shvachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a yeshivish pasuk, I'm telling you. I'm not going to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's for me a lie. Here he's going through hell in this world, and everything is wrong, and you're telling me I should give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. Koloi nishmasi bi v'ruach alekai v'kir bi im tadaberna. This is my kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im tadaberna svasai avlo, that I'm not going to be... I don't like the word. You know, I just giving it as a mushel, like... As a mushel, I'm saying. I think it was somebody like Elie Wiesel, or one of the poets of the Holocaust, said that there were three kinds of people. There were the people that through it all, somehow they were able to say, you know, Koman David, Rachman Latav David. And then there were people that just walked away. Where is God? No God. He's a God. You know, like it's complete nonsense, Chassid Shalom. And they walked away, understandably. But there was a third group, which maybe was even a majority in some way, that were angry with God. Like, Bapito, what do we do to deserve this? What do my children do to deserve this? Angry. And that anger with Hashem was also a form of relationship with Hashem, possibly a stronger relationship than the relationship of Koman David Rachman Latav David. So Eov says, you're telling me I should be b'shabeach Hashem? That would be t'daberna sifosai avlo l'sherdi v'yagirubila chalila li matztik eschem ad egva loy asir t'masir. But he goes on, you can read it. He goes on to say, let me show you the Malbim. The Sidyan says, the Malbim's in Perikov Hei. The Malbim says that He divides it up, and he says that Eov had, there were three things asked him and three answers that he gave. So he says, "B'maimer Ashedi," which you'll find in Perichav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches, "Achrei Shira Shireyav Chadlu Belisvakech Loi Matzah Ba'ala Shav Shedi Slit Stadik B'Mashaloi Hiskim L'Shitasam." Eov explains why he's not maskim to the shita of Bildad Hashuchi, his friend, Lekabel Dvarim. To be makabel thing is she'ein liboy maskim aleihem, that I don't feel. My lave is not maskim. Shezeh begeder chanufa. Shehisnua be'enei Hashem. It's chanufa, it's worse than. Maza chanufa. In other words, if you want to get be in somebody's favor, even though they're hurting you, you're saying to them, it's okay, you're good, you know, because they... Because you want them to do something for you. It's better to say, said Eov, what's in your, with your mouth, what you feel is true in your heart. Hagav sheyirtze bezel laharik lahakim chorvas haamuna v'shem v'maysel yekaimam al pizay yisrael b'areiv sheyadabru dvarim sheyoyde belibo shehabesu ahefech. You say to his friends, "What are you talking? When you don't really feel that, you don't really believe that. It's just chanifas takadosh baruch hu." So I think sheba shabru shoyinish harashu. Anyways, he goes on to say, but the shita that he's giving forth and that we hold of, is that. I'm not going to say something which is hafuch from the way I'm feeling inside. I'm in pain. I'm angry. So I'm going to walk around saying, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anoira, God is great. I will say he's great. Gadol we always said. But Gibor V'Anoira, I'm not feeling this Gibor V'Anoira, and it would be a sheker of sorts to be able to say something, which I'm totally, my lave is totally not masking with. So this, I believe, this Nekuda is the Nekuda of what the Gemara is saying in the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that the Anshei, that Kivin Shiyadu Shabitihu, they wouldn't have the chutzpah, if you will, Kivin Shiyadu Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shabitihu, Lefichach Lai Kizvulai. Kizvulai for them to say, for Yirmiyahu and for Daniel to say, HaGibor V'Hanoira, would be a Maisach Hachzava. Hachzava, I want to translate is that I'm saying something which I'm not feeling altogether. It has no kesher to my regesh right now. And kozev. That's what kozev means. Achzava means they're not pivoli by shavim.
I have a problem in halacha. So let's say k'moshav varchim al toyer kach varchim al ra.
Shem shem varchim al toyer.
Rashi and the simcha, right? And the nevesh kapetzo. So according to that, many people who don't get to that dargo.
I think so. Why would you think that means that you should make a bracha levatola? It means to say you should get to a madrega, like the Baal HaTanya says in Perekov Vav. You should get to the madrega where you're appreciating the choshech as much as you're appreciating the or. So you can get to the madrega of Adarabba. It's the madrega of Adarabba.
This is asking every Jew to do that.
No. We say Baruch Dayan Ebes. I guess what you're capable. Well, think about the bracha. You're not making a shachriyadu when somebody dies. Baruch Dayan Ebes. I'm a kabbal. So that's what I say. That we always said the gadol. Akela gadol agibar vanayir. We always said so the godless of Hashem. Okay, people die, people live. That's Baruch Dayan Ebes. It's a sad bracha. By the way, when you say Baruch Dayan Ebes, it's the heft of that bracha is to say with tears, with tsar. If you don't have tsar at a levaya, you're not allowed to say the Dayan Ebes with shame. You know, you can only say Dayan. You can say words Baruch Dayan Ebes, but you can't say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Dayan Ebes. You can't say that unless you're b'dibba, the Shulchan Aruch says.
Yeah.
That's why. So Dayan Ebes is the sincerity of it is that I'm sincere and I trust. I can't God. I'm trusting Hashem. But to say that this is fantastic. You know, wow, what a great Holocaust we had. Like that's a hachzava. And this is what the Nevi'im, which the Gemara calls the Rabbonim of that time, would not allow. So the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, and again, I want to say one more time, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, it's not like they said, oh, you guys didn't get it. No, they said, Adarabba, that they can see now through looking at the truth of history, they could see now that we're building a Beis HaMikdash, that we had a Mordechai v'Esther, and we're building a Beis HaMikdash. They were able lahachzir atar liyoshna. They were able to say these words, and it was emes for them. So it's just an interesting thing. Now, Nefesh HaChaim, let's get to the point here, the Nefesh HaChaim is bringing the Zayar and says that, look, when it comes to Shivchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could say it without Kavana, if you're Tarid. That's not talking about, Dover Pashat Mode. That's not talking about that somebody who's having a philosophical problem with Hagodol Hagimur V'Anoira, and that's not the manifestation of Hashem. It's not the Gilui of Hashem at that time. It's talking about that my stocks just went down, and I'm having a hard time concentrating on davening, or later somebody's sick or something, so I'm having a hard time concentrating. So you can't concentrate. Still say it. Still blow your trumpet. And say hail the chief. That's what you should do. Like it's not talking about somebody who's. In other words, we're supposed to be sensitive. We're supposed to be sensitive human beings and be in touch with what's real in the generation, in our lives, in our families. There's a reality of it. You see, I've been thinking about this for years. You know, sometimes a chosh of a Jew says something and it makes a rosh about you forever. But I remember the. The moment that the World Trade Center came down. Maybe everybody remembers that moment if you're old enough. I just feel it was like when Kennedy got shot. You just remember it. You know, it's one of those moments. I was in the middle of giving a shiur in Muncie at the Beis Torah at that moment. It was time of slichus. And it was not interesting. I got to L'Hodos L'Hashem that I drove every day to the lower Manhattan to the OU office. But because Slichas ended late, I decided that I'm not going to remember exactly what the circumstances was, but because Slichas was late and I was going to miss an appointment anyway, so I decided just to stay in Muncie for that morning and go later. And thank God I did, because otherwise I probably would have gotten killed. But ended up not going into Manhattan. In the middle of the shiur, somebody walked in and said that the World Trade Center was just bombed. Nobody understood exactly what was going on at that moment, but it was like an invasion of Pearl Harbor, but worse, this is New York, you know. It was a big thing. And everybody was in a bit of shock, and we were learning Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. And sitting in the shir was Dr. Avram Abraham Tversky. He was a member of the shul. He was sitting in the shir. Hush of a person, he's sitting in the shir to Rambam. And I remember, maybe it was at the end of the shiur, towards the end of the shiur, he said, I can understand why the Nevi'im couldn't say, HaGadol HaGibor VeHaNoir. So I'm not feeling now, Gibor VeHaNoir. interesting man, interesting statement. That where my head was. I was just like, you know, where should we run to? That was where I was thinking. But he's saying, you know, if there's thousands of people in New York, and who at that time they didn't know how many people were killed, like Aye Gvuroisav, Aye Loiroisav, what's going on? Where's the Shmira? Where's the Iron Shield? That's meant to be protecting us. And his immediate regish was, I'm not feeling gevura, I'm not feeling neira. And there's something amiti to that. So in other words, the emiskite of it is that what is talking about, let me just summarize this whole thing in a sense, what's talking about trying to figure out what is the gilui Hashem at this moment. And it's not gevura, and it's not neira. Godel, nobody can argue with the godless Hashem. Trees are growing, people are breathing. It's godless. But now maybe today we can go back and say, I don't think so, but maybe today we can go back and say, Godel Agibur Valer. But it felt in Gilui. The Nefesh HaChayim was bringing the Zayar, talking about different Nakuda completely. The Nakuda that he's speaking about, but and that, by the way, is this Malbim. In Eov, the Pshat in the Gemara, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolei Ladati, is the Malbim in Eov that you have to say what the Gilui is. Touch up the Gilui. Mark the Gilui. Maybe we could do this kind of thing. I'm not saying don't mess with Shmona Esrei, but you know, it's interesting to ask ourselves, you know, to try to be a little bit of depth and try to ask ourselves, what is the Gilui of Hashem today? And not under, you know, I think, you know, just as an example, you know, we're in Eretz Yisrael, yeah? It's, you know, Yesh Bamashu, it's not a Dabur Pashut, you know, the Renaissance of Torah here, you know, it's not a Dabur Pashut that there's hundreds of thousands of people, but as I say this, but that has nothing to do with what the Nefesh HaChayim is talking about. What the Nefesh HaChayim is saying is, okay, I'm not in the mood to daven anyway. The Gilui is there, so say it. That's the point. The Gilui is there, but Metzias, so say it. It also does something. Is it the same thing as if there wouldn't be a Gilui, as if I would say with Kavana? Of course it's that. Of course you should try to say with Kavana, but if you don't say it with Kavana, we're still extolling HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the godless that we have, and therefore say the words. So that's, I think, how to be Miyashiv. What I still want to do, Birtz Hashem on Sunday, I just want to be Miyashiv the Halacha, because the Halacha, you have to say b'kavod, and here he's saying not to be, so that's Gufa steer the Rambam that we need to talk about, but at least philosophically I think straightened out. I'm sorry, who wants to say?
I just have a thought from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson having a show on davening. So he mentioned, he was talking about this very simply. He says he believes that Ganshi and Sagoli, they foresaw the Golos and they established it like a very Mitzudarat davening. You had to do it in this way every day. It would be difficult over the.
They foresaw what goals?
The 2,000 year.
Our goals.
And therefore, it would be very difficult to under the circumstances, to feel the same every day. Therefore, if you have something that, whatever's going on around you, you have to say the same thing every day.
But here's the cash on him. Why wasn't that true during the Golos by Yisrisha? Like, That's a nice little word, but you see the Nevi'im have to... Here's a chiddush that when you daven, it has to be amiti. Because the davening is not just asking Hashem for things, especially the shvachim. It's a manifestation of the gilui. I'm saying over the gilui of Hashem. Yeah.
Don't understand why a Nabi like Yirmiyahu would engage himself in a polemic with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in a sense, be argumentative. How can I do that? It's not up to me.
No, but you can be true to who you are and to your feelings. You're the same as Yirmiyahu in that. So you're not going to go change the Nusach HaTfilah agreed, and you're not going to... We are all, I know you, we are all very, very aware of our smallness, that you know, we can humble ourselves. But if you really knew what was going on, like Yirmiyahu did, or to the extent that we do know what's going on, like Chorsky did, you know, like, then... This is really the pshat of Rachmana Liba boy. Not to say it with Gabon. Don't say it. If you don't feel it, don't say it. Don't tell me you like me if you don't like me. Don't tell me you see my godless when you don't. It's chanufa. But it's not the case of the Nefesh HaChai.
Rabbi, there was another paradigm shift where in the first day there was Hebrew. Maybe that's...
That was the shift. The Barsha says before, they all breathed a sigh of relief, says the Barsha. This Gemara right here. When the Purim story happened, because they said, oh, okay, it's just a new kind of Gadol Gibor V'Noira. It's a Behester Panim. It's not as Begoloi as it was. It was a new thing. But that same thing, it wasn't Lamafreya. That same Hester Panim didn't exist at the time of Daniel and Yirmiyahu.
Right.
New thing. No, I'm saying it wasn't Lamafreya necessarily. Yeah.